Over the last two decades, Aboriginal artists and their music have enjoyed unprecedented levels of success at home. Slowly, representative music from the land down under, including traditional, folk, and an emerging appetite for Western rock, are putting on display for the world Australia's rich musical diversity. Look at you. Despite the country's musical calling card, the iconic didgeridoo, a large, breath-driven horn argued to be between 2,000 and 40,000 years old and crafted by Indigenous Australians as a distinctive feature of traditional music from Arnhem Land, the music of Australia has an equally extensive history made of music societies. Where the cutty crow. In recent times, fusions of Indigenous and Western styles of music have intersected and produced a number of distinctively Australian contributions to world music, marked by Australia's place as a collection of British colonies, where folk music and bush-style ballads, such as the Waltzing Matilda Ballad, the country's unofficial national anthem, are drawing new followers across the globe. Is our dreams. The colonies were heavily influenced by Anglo-Celtic traditions and Eurocentric classical forms, with Indigenous music referencing the music of Aborigines and the Torres Strait Islanders that illumine the social, cultural, and ceremonial observances of the Australian peoples. Such traditions are over 60,000 years old, dating back to the prehistory of Australia. For much of its history, Australia's bush music belonged to an oral and folkloric custom, later published in print in volumes that include Banjo Patterson's Old Bush Songs in the 1890s. Jamu singing. The distinctive themes and origins of Australia's bush music can be traced to songs by convicted prisoners sent to Australia during the early period of the British colonization in 1788. Early Australian ballads lament the harsh ways of life of the epoch and of such people as bush rangers, swagmen, drovers, stockmen and shearers, with lyrics that often railed against government tyranny. My jam o' dreaming. Australian music traditions, because of their link to other countries with similar ethnic, historical, and political origins, such as New Zealand, Canada, and the U.S., continue to explore formerly unknown musical elements while remaining wedded to the didgeridoo, clapsticks, and claves. All I have to keep me sane. Jamu dreaming. My jamu dreaming. Jamu dreaming. Jamu. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in the Odyssey series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.